Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, July 21st, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of environmental and energy news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Mining News Breaks, foremost clean energy-led NASDAQ FMST, launches ANT survey at Murphy Lake South Uranium Property. Foremost Clean Energy, listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol FMST and on the CSE as FET, has initiated an ambient noise tomography survey at its Murphy Lake South uranium property in Saskatchewan's Athabasca Basin. The survey aims to refine targets along underexplored conductors and identify new zones. CEO Jason Barnard highlighted the importance of nuclear energy's growth and Foremost's partnership with Denison Mines. Following the survey, a Phase 1 diamond drilling program will commence, with Phase 2 scheduled for winter 2026. Foremost Clean Energy is positioned as an emerging North American uranium exploration company with interests in 10 properties spanning over 330,000 acres in the Athabasca Basin. For more information, visit Foremost Clean Energy's website.
Environment First Printing expands outside sales force by 250%. Environment First Printing, based in Portsmouth, NH, has expanded its outside sales force by 250%. CEO Matthew Airy attributes this growth to a renewed sense of buzz around the brand, increased demand for cleaner toner products, and tariff concerns. The company has brought on more sales reps in the last 60 days than ever before, with a diverse team including retirees, professionals seeking additional income, and stay-at-home parents. Sales reps are not limited to specific territories and can earn up to 50% commission on gross profit. Environment First Printing's bio-based toner is not only environmentally friendly, but also more affordable than competitors. The company's commitment to sustainability has attracted customers ranging from Fortune 500 companies to local businesses. To learn more about their products or sales opportunities, visit www.environmentfirstprinting.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.